Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. I'm now joined by the Acting Artistic Director of the Shepparton Art Museum, Shelley McSpedden, to tell us all about the plans for 2022 in that fantastic space down there. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Terry.
I'm hopping down to the gallery actually later today. It's fantastic that it's free and it has a cafe. You can visit almost any day, can't you?
You can. We're open 7 days a week, and as you say, it is free. And you'll see the cafe, and we have lots of other fantastic things there as well. Actually, I wanted to tell you this morning, we are starting a new program on our Level 4 terrace that starts on the 3rd of March.
Well, I saw something about yoga up there. That looked amazing.
Yeah, we had our first yoga session there yesterday, which was very exciting, to go along with our collections exhibition called Flow. From the 3rd of March, we'll be having Thursday night evenings. We'll be having an event called Sam at Sunset, where you can come along. You can book your tickets from today, I think, on our website. And you can come along and have some nibbles and some drinks up on the beautiful terrace and watch the sunset over the lake.
That's great news, because it's such a great space up there and it's pretty much been closed to the general public, hasn't it?
It has. It's just taken us a little while to get it going. But it's ready to go, and we're very excited to be opening it up to everyone to come and have a look.
Okay, so look up Sam at Sunset. And what's this yoga on the terrace?
Oh, so the yoga session was part of our public program. So with all of our exhibitions, and we have a series of public programs and events, and they really vary. And so we've tried yoga for the first time because we thought that it would be, you know, something that people enjoyed, and we had a really fantastic turnout. So I think we'll be seeing that happen again as well in the future.
Okay, something to look out for. That's exactly. More in the event space, but recently you announced your 2022 exhibition program. Looks really interesting. Tell me about this Art in Conflict, a touring exhibition from the Australian War Memorial.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, we did announce our program, and Art in Conflict is one of three major exhibitions that we'll be showing at SAM this year. It's coming from the Australian War Memorial, as you say. They have a really fantastic program where they commission contemporary artists from around Australia to reflect on conflicts, to go to war-torn areas and make new work about the themes around that, so conflict, the cultures in which those conflicts are happening, soldiers, all of those things. The show itself is really exciting. It's a really amazing and varied arrangement of contemporary Australian artists who are looking at this idea of conflict from very different cultural lenses. So there's artists such as Kadeem Ali, who is a Sahara artist, now living in Australia in Western Sydney. You have another artist like Dashi Dem, who is originally came from Vietnam. We have amazing First Nations artists such as Megan Cope, who's doing a major new work for the show. So it's very interesting in the way that it's looking at the issues from different perspectives. The other really wonderful thing about the show, we're the first venue. It's a national tour for this show. We're the first venue. And we'll be showing three major new works for the very first time. They've never been seen by some really fantastic artists. So we've got a new work by Susan Norrie, by Megan Cope, and by Angelita Massetti. So we're really thrilled to be able to show those incredible works for the first time. And I think one of the reasons we chose this particular show is we think it will really resonate with our audiences, and it will obviously be very popular with school groups. And, yeah, we're really excited. We've developed a really robust and exciting public program to go with the exhibition as well. So there'll be lots of events for people to participate in and come and experience them through.
So that opens on Saturday, the 26th of March. How long will that run for?
So that runs that will run for 3 months. And then and then that will be followed by our Indigenous Ceramics Award, which will open on the 13th of August. And so the Indigenous Ceramics Award is a major event that we do every 2 years. It's a celebration of two of our key strengths at SAM, which is our Indigenous art collection and also ceramics. And that award obviously is open to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from all around Australia, but we'll also be featuring a big focus on Southeast Australian Aboriginal artists as well within that show. So that's another really exciting event coming up for us.
Can you tell me what you're doing in the children's gallery space?
Sure. That's one of the great new things about our building, having this dedicated space for children and families that is very participatory. It's really inviting people to come in and get involved, move their bodies, you know, in those ways. We've currently got a show on there by Amrita Heppy, which is about the body and dancing and movement. Our next show in that space is by an artist called Vera Muller. And Vera actually comes from a science background and is very interested in ecosystems and ecology. And she is developing a really wonderful immersive installation space, which reflects on the Goulburn Valley, the Goulburn River and our surroundings on Lake Victoria. And so it'll be full of some ceramic sort of ecological forms and big murals, and people will be able to get in there and really feel as if they're kind of immersed in an ecosystem.
Great. So tell me how the main SAM window at the front will be changing.
Oh, fantastic. So that's another really fantastic space that we're activating. So currently we have a work in there by Marie Clark, who's a Yorta Yorta artist, which reflects on local Yorta Yorta community and elders. Our next show in that space will be by Nusra Latif Qureshi. She is originally from Pakistan, and she actually has a background in miniature painting, but that has evolved and changed over the years. And she's very interested in the South Asian diaspora in regional Australia, so the way that cultures travel into different parts of the world and take up life. So she's making a installation in that space, which is sort of reflecting on that idea of Southeast Asian cultures within regional Australia. So it'll be really dynamic. It'll involve lots of sculptural elements as well as painting, and we're in the midst of organising that installation. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Okay. I'm just curious about what we're not opening until July, but this 500 strong exhibition?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So this is a exhibition that will be in the Hugh D.T. Williamson Community Gallery, which is a space that we've really dedicated to our works and exhibitions that are by local artists or, you know, from our region. And so this show, it's curated by Jane Scott, and really it's celebrating older women. So it's a series of portraits of women naked, and I know that many people within our local community got involved in that project. So 500 women.
That's why I asked you, because I thought, is that one and the same?
It is one and the same.
Okay.
It is one and the same, and hence why we thought it was such an important show to put on. So I think there's going to be a lot of interest. There'll be people in our local community that are, you know, presented in that show. So I think it's going to be a real talking point.
It will be. I think it's trying to present real bodies of older women, get a bit of an acknowledgement that we really don't see. Probably goes a bit for men as well, but we don't see we see unrealistic images of you know, women when they're young and probably photoshopped. So I guess this is a bit of a dose of reality, isn't it?
This is a dose of reality, and more than that, it's a real celebration of the human form and as you say, the reality of the human form that we actually, you know, often feel quite shy about. Whereas this is really, it's really embracing that and sort of, you know, trying to change the narrative around bodies, older women's bodies in particular. So I see it as a very wonderful kind of celebration of that, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
Okay. I guess if people want to keep up with what's going on at SAM, they can obviously go onto your website. But when they come down to the building, is there a program they can perhaps pick up?
Absolutely, absolutely. So at the front of the house, we have a program, and that's changing. You know, we change that regularly. We'll have a new one coming out in March as our new exhibitions come forward. But that gives you all the information about the current shows.
Good to hear that you are actually printing programs, because not everyone wants to go on a website, and it is sometimes, you know, if something's tucked away on a website, you don't always think to look at it, but if you've actually got some attractive printed material, it's a good reminder of what is on. And can I check the hours of opening? Because I know that I've been a bit of a bugbearer of mine for years, how early Sam closes. Is that still occurring?
We are currently, our opening hours are 10 to 4, so 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But that said, we have heard this feedback in the community, and it is something that we are talking about, that maybe we need to think about our hours. We are running some late night events throughout our programming as well, to let people who obviously are at work during the day come in. We are open, you know, both Saturday and Sunday as well, so people do have the opportunity to come in on the weekend.
I just think it's a great idea to bring kids after school, and can't really do that at the moment, so I look forward to hopefully that being extended, and maybe some after school programs.
Yeah, well, these are all things that we like to take on board, and I think now that we're in the new building and it's running, we have the opportunity to think about tweaking those things better.
And I'm really looking forward to that Sam at Sunset event. I'm going to see if I can get some tickets for that. Sounds like a terrific idea to be, you know, watching the sun go down over the lake from, I think it's the fourth story up there on the terrace, isn't it? So it's pretty high. Pretty high.
Well, and technically it's really like the sixth story of a normal building. So it's a beautiful view, and the sun, you know, the sunset is incredible watching it there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time, the Acting Artistic Director of Sam, Shelley McSpadden. Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for having me. Bye.
When it comes to food safety and protecting yourself and your family from getting sick, how many times a day do you think you should wash your hands? Twice a day? Three times a day? Maybe five times? What if I said you should always wash your hands after using the toilet or changing a nappy, after blowing your nose, after touching animals, and before handling, preparing and eating food? How many times a day would it be now? Food safety. It's in your hands. For more information, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
We're back. The Tungama Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungama Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungama Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land, or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises, as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 58251651.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.